She was listening there in the chair without moving. And after I finished the song, this woman basically never says anything. She usually just smiles. She lifted her head a little bit and she said, "Thank you." And when she said that, "Thank you," it surprised me, it amazed me. Just for doing something so simple, like playing her a song that day, taking the guitar with me and playing her a song that had filled her with that gratitude. And that's what actually one of the experiences, I've had lots of good experiences there in Ecuador, but that's one of the experiences that's most been engraved in my memory. The Lord, in these days, has sung and is singing a song of love to each one of our souls. Have we heard that song? Have we understood that song? All that it means? Or that it means so much that we can't even grasp all that it means? And the question is, has our heart been filled with that gratitude? That gratitude, knowing that the Lord has saved us when we were sinners. That the Lord raises us up and He gives us new life. And if we have difficulties, He gives us love to be able to live them, to be able to carry them. He gives us a free gift, one that we haven't merited. A free gift. None of us have merited the gift of the redemption that He's given us. When we were sinners, He died for us and He rose for us. And now when we believe in Him, He gives us eternal life. 11 years ago, in this very chapel, I actually entered the home of the mother. I don't know that some of you were there. I remember that Dolores had helped to pay my Holy Week encounter here. So I should definitely tell her thank you. And I was here at that time with my girlfriend. We had been going out for a while. But in this, the Lord had already been telling me for a time, in different ways, or at least He was pushing me towards the realization that that was not what He wanted of me. That my vocation was different. And actually, I had already heard at one point the call to the priesthood. But at first, I didn't respond. I got sidetracked, and I lived a certain time of infidelity, too, to that call, which I wish I would have never lived. But despite that infidelity, the Lord didn't take away His call, His election. And one of the things I'm sure that saved me was the fact that I didn't leave prayer. I was, in those years, I wasn't exactly doing what the Lord wanted of me. I didn't completely leave Him. And I was faithful to prayer. So the Lord, little by little, He let me know. He let me know. Even though I didn't want to hear. I didn't want to hear, but with patience, His patience, which is our salvation, He found different ways to make me understand. And finally, 11 years ago, here on Resurrection Sunday, I entered the home of the mother as a lay member. And in that moment, in this auditorium converted into a chapel, I felt the presence of Our Lady in a special way, and I felt her saying that she was confirming that step that I had made, but she was telling me that she wanted something more. She wanted another step of me. After that experience, I knew what I had to do. And a couple weeks later, I talked with my girlfriend and we broke up, which was very difficult. But she, even though it was difficult for me and for her, she took it very well. And I should be very thankful to her for that, too. There's so many things to be thankful for. How many times God has blessed us. Father Henry loves to tell the story of his friend, Louis Pavona, who was going through a rough time in his life, and he got mad at the Lord. Everything's going wrong. You're always giving me more difficulties, another cross. And he said, I'm going to write down everything, all the bad things that God permits in my life or does to me. And he wrote his list. He was bitter, angry. And I think he wrote about half a page and then didn't know what else to write. Just threw it down, left it there, walked off. And then he started thinking, or the Holy Spirit inspired him. The Lord spoke to him. Why don't you write down all the blessings that I've given you? So he went back and he got another piece of paper. And he started writing down the blessings that the Lord had given him. And he wrote, he filled one page, filled a second page. And at one point he just stopped and he began to weep. He began to cry, just realizing how good God is to him, despite the difficult things in his life. How good God is. How good God is. In this time of prayer, we could meditate also on how good God is to us. How great this gift of His love is. His passion, His death, and His resurrection. His resurrection which gives us hope, which tells us always that though sorrow be interweaved into our life, it's not the last word. It's not the definitive or the definition. Instead, joy is what defines our life. It's the last word. St. Paul said to the Christians that they should always be grateful. And he told them, always rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Realizing all the things that the Lord does for you, how He loves us, how He's loved us, how He keeps loving us, how He's guiding us in our lives. In this time of prayer, receive the visit of our Lord resurrected. Look at Him. Speak with Him. Or let Him look at you. What does He tell you? What do you tell Him? Do you give Him your life? Do you let Him guide you? Do you receive that total gift that He's given us? And do you, in return, give yourself totally, as we should? May Our Lady, in this time of prayer, may she guide each one of us, may she intercede for us. See, she who knows more intimately than anyone else her Son, she was the first disciple. May she help each one of us to look at Him, to receive that visit, in this time of prayer, to converse with Him, to hear what He says to us, to open our lives up to Him. Amen.